And we are now celebrating a beautiful night here, Wednesday night here at Great Hope Christian Fellowship. Before I start, I wanted to, for those that don't, those that know me as an old dog man, old canine man, anything to do with dogs or so forth, I'm kind of interested in. And coming across emails, and sometimes people send me stuff, friends are out there, and this was sent to me recently, and I want to read this. And on the first day, God created the dog, and he said, sit all day by the door of your house and bark at anyone that comes in and walks past. For this, I'm going to give you a lifespan of 20 years. Well, the dog said, well, that's a long time for barking. How about only 10 years, and I'll give you back the other 10. God agreed. On the second day, God created the monkey. And he said, entertain people, do tricks, and make them laugh. And for this, I'm going to give you 20-year lifespan. The monkey said, monkey tricks for 20 years? That's a pretty long time to perform. How about I'll give you back 10 years like the dog did? God agreed. On the third day, God created a cow. And he said, you must go into the fields with the farmer all day long and suffer under the sun, have calves, and give milk to support the farmer's family. For this, I will give you a lifespan of 60 years. The cow said, that's kind of a tough life you want me to live for 60 years. How about 20, and I'll give back the other 40? And God agreed. On the fourth day, God created humans and said, eat, sleep, and play, and be merry, enjoy your life. For this, I'll give you 20 years. Well, the human said, only 20 years? Can you possibly give me the 20 and the 40 the cow gave back and the 10 the monkey gave back and the 10 the dog gave back, and that makes 80 years. Is that okay? Okay, said God, you asked for it. So this is what the first 20 years you will eat and sleep and play and enjoy yourself. For the next 40 years, you're going to slave in the sun to support our family. And for the next 10 years, you'll do monkey tricks to entertain the grandchildren. And for the last 10 years, you'll sit on the front porch and bark at everybody that goes by. Recently, I went on a business trip to West Palm Beach, Florida, and that's my old hometown. And you've heard it said that home is where the heart is. Sometimes when you go home, you see different places that you remember. As time goes by, the landscape and the buildings on it may change and landmarks may disappear. But if you look close, you'll see that your heart still belongs there. What once was impressive may now be small compared to the new and taller buildings. But remember, you were much smaller then when you go back there and look at it now. Today we may think we've grown, indeed we have physically, but what growth have we have measured in spiritually? We're going to look back at the old hometown with eyes anew, and you will be awed at what you see. West Palm Beach, Florida was my old hometown, my place of birth, and my family's home was there for several generations. I do love the state of Florida. I traveled throughout the U.S. I've been around the world once, been to other countries, but I've seen many changes in the growth and development that I've seen from the old Florida being kind of pushed away. I remember before Disney. I remember Kissimmee, Florida was home to the great Silver Spurs Rodeo. And to get to Kissimmee from Melbourne, Florida, or from the East Coast, you went through St. Cloud to Kissimmee. You went on a single or two-lane road with wooden bridges, with rickety guardrails, and you could hear the clickety-clack of the wooden roadbed as you passed over the bridges. I also remember the Florida residents, from seaside to the deep interior of the vast state. Now, Patrick Morley wrote in his book, The Man in the Mirror, about the power of money. The wealthy Florida coastal towns attract upscale retirees from everywhere in the country. It seems like a perfect community for the I Found It campaign. In 1976, the program was started and saturated throughout communities nationwide with the media coverage, and the bumper stickers that said, I Found It, were everywhere. And people who were asked what had been found learned that the answer, that what they found was a new life in Jesus Christ. The local director found a correlation between interest in the gospel messages, and he found something kind of unique. He found that the distance people lived from the ocean, in other words, the closer the people lived to the water, the less interested they were in the gospel message. The further away they lived from the water, interior, the more interested they were in the message. The wealthy people live in the condominiums, and they live in the mansions along the shoreline that we see now in Florida. I remember when we were a kid, we could go to the beach. It was no big deal. Now, there's hardly any beachfront property at all that you can get to unless it's a national park or a state park. The wealthy people live in the condominiums now closest to the water, while the service help, the worker bees, us, and other folks, they tend to live a little bit further away from the coast, sometimes in mobile home parks, sometimes in small row houses, far from the water, far from the ocean's edge. Recently, I was in West Palm Beach, and I was having a business meeting with the folks of the South Florida State Fair. I had a two-day meeting, so I arrived on the afternoon Monday evening and checked into my hotel room, and the meeting was to start about Tuesday about 7 a.m. And West Palm Beach is my old hometown. I was born there. My mother was born there. My grandfather was born there. My grandmother was born there. My aunt was born there. Uncle was born there. And we have a family plot there in West Palm Beach where most of them are there. My cousins and so forth that were there. The Palm Beach County Fair was the first fair I ever attended as a young kid. And I remember when we didn't have enough money to go to the fair, that was a hard time for me as a kid to be able to drive by that fair and know that I can't go into it. But I could drive by and I could see all those lights, I could see the tents, I could hear the music, I could smell the popcorn, but we got to keep going. We don't have enough money this time to go. God has a great way of turning things like that around. Sometimes you have to wait. I had a few hours to look around, so I gathered intel. I wanted to drive to the fairgrounds and kind of look around and see if it's the old fairgrounds like I remembered. As I looked around, I overlooked the area surrounding the property. A lot had changed. This area that once was considered way out in the sticks, way far away from the ocean, was now surrounded by shopping centers, industrial parks, and homes, and once was a two-lane road, is now a six-lane highway with overpasses. After my fairground recon, I decided to drive over to Palm Beach to see how it had changed. Wow, what an eye-opener. I drove along the road that runs closest to the Atlantic Ocean, passing by all the mansions and the multi-million dollar condos. I noted that all along my drive, I saw only one church. And this was the same church I would beg my mom to stop by when we were either over on the Palm Beach side, either running errands or back in the day when we had reasonable public access to the beach. Now, the small church still stands there, and I hate to say now it has an historic landmark sign posted on the outside of it. Kind of makes you feel old when the building you used to go to is now a landmark. It was one of the first churches in the Palm Beaches area, and probably the only one that is closest to the Atlantic Ocean. I must admit that my attraction as a kid to that church by the sea was the gardens behind the church and, of course, the big goldfish and the reflecting pools. And I would love to, on our way back from the beach or doing errands, I'd beg my mom that we stop by, and of course, we would go in and take a look at the little church. Now I head right back for the back area of the gardens and look around. After my meeting, I returned to Tampa by taking Route 98 through Okeechobee, Sebring, and Bartow back to Tampa. I find the back roads seem to be just as fast time-wise as the expressways. It seems the expressways, you can go faster, but you're going many more miles out of the way. In reality, same, you're going less miles by traveling the back roads, but it takes you about the same amount of time. But I like to go because I can sometimes see the old Florida on the old routes. The further I moved away from West Palm Beach, the smaller the towns, the more churches I observed. It seems to me that the old roads lead to the heart of our country, where the highways speed you by in a way keeping the old towns out of sight. In Proverbs 14, there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end leads to death. Those that may have made it to the beachside may believe that they have received and are living out life's greatest rewards. But what do they have after this? You can walk up and down the beach so many times and look at the condos and the mansions with pride and self-worth. Interesting note, one of the most expensive shopping areas or places in the world, on the planet, is Worth Avenue in Palm Beach. But I bet you not one of those boutiques can you purchase eternal life. In Proverbs 22:1-2, a good name is more desirable than riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. In Proverbs 22:2, rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. In Proverbs 17:24, a discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Once you have journeyed up to the sea, all you can do is walk up and down the beach. Come to Jesus and walk eternally across the water to his mansions he's prepared for you. In John 14:1-6, we can read that. Of course, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it was not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if you go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, and you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas then said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, or so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Jesus says he's the only way to God the Father. Some people may argue that this way is too narrow, that it's too inclusive, or it's not inclusive enough. It's not diverse enough, politically correct. In reality, it's wide enough for the whole world if the world chooses to accept it. Instead of worrying about how limited it sounds to have only one way, we should be saying, thank you, God, for providing a sure way to get to you. There's only one way. What about the words, only one way, do we not understand? Only one way, understanding, believe and have faith in his word. In Proverbs 16:17, the highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way guards his life. There's no place like home. Home is in the heart. And home is in the heart of Jesus Christ. If you have been away, return home to him. He has prepared a place for you. I know you're going to love what he's done to your new hometown. When we go back and take a look at what we've seen, looking at it through new eyes, through a new spirit, through new eyes, we can see how much that old hometown may have changed, but how much has really changed. The thing that's really changed is what's changed in our heart. Some of the places when I went back to look are no longer there. They're gone. Absolutely obliterated. And the people around there don't even remember some of them. Well, this weekend, I saw on the news where they took down another part of West Palm Beach. Florida Power and Light had two huge smokestacks that were landmarks where you could see from everywhere. If you were out in the ocean in a fishing boat, you could see those two big smokestacks up there, and we could use them as markers to find our way back. When Carolyn and I were scuba diving out there in West Palm Beach, we could tell by what points we were off by measuring and looking back at those two towers to see where the boat was in retrospect to some of the diving sites that we were diving on. Well, they blew them up this weekend, and everybody came out to watch them. Two more landmarks gone. I went down to downtown West Palm Beach to look around, and my grandfather used to have a garage downtown. He was a mechanic. And a place called the Mayflower Hotel, which is no longer there, a big size hotel, had a basement. And in Florida, a basement's a very rare thing to find. But in West Palm Beach, in some parts of it's kind of hilly, so they could actually dig into an area so it wouldn't be below the waterline. Below this hotel, was his garage, his car garage. And right across the street from that was the big Greyhound bus station in West Palm Beach. My grandfather would work on buses there. He'd work on cars. And there used to be a ramp that went down into the garage. And if all you have ever seen an old mechanics, they used to have what they call a crawler, something you lay down on and you would scoot under the car. Well, that was my skateboard when I was a kid. I would get up on that and I would go down that thing until my grandfather got tired of it and would give me a dollar to go down to bring back a bag of donuts. 12 donuts for a dollar. Remember when that was? A dozen donuts. Unfortunately, when I came back, not all of the dozen was there. Somehow between picking up the donuts and bringing them back, 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 donuts have immediately disappeared.
They were bigger than you.
Yeah, and we were smaller, so they were. My stomach was pretty stuffed. But as I was going back there, I decided to see if I could find the old area, and it's gone. Or it's called the Palms Theater. It used to be the movie theater we used to go to as a kid. And on Saturdays, we would see all the newsreels and see the Mickey Mouse Club and Roy Rogers movies and all that stuff. Why aren't we aging ourselves, right? But grandfather would give me a quarter or 50 cents, and I'd be gone all day because kids, it didn't matter, would stay there all day and see the same thing 2 or 3 times. We didn't care. We're eating popcorn and throwing it at the screen, right? It's gone. The hotel is gone. The block that they turn left to walk on is now just a huge, solid mass of a condominium office complex. But the only thing that's remaining is the banyan tree that was out by my grandfather's garage. They cut a road right around that banyan tree. I saw that and I was just really awed. And I remember, Carol knows, that my old house that we lived in had a banyan tree out in front of it until the hurricane that came by blew it over just about 2 years ago in West Palm Beach. And it was the largest banyan tree in the whole area and the whole subdivision that we lived in. You would see that banyan tree just standing there. And I remember when I was a kid, my dad and I planted that tree. It's gone because of the hurricane blew it over. But seeing that banyan tree kind of reminded me that what olds, sometimes something still will stay. Well, the good Lord made that tree. And he put that tree to remind me that that life is ongoing. That tree is going to be probably longer than I'm going to be around. It will still be here. What really made me feel warm in my heart, my old-time heart for hometown, is they decided to save that little piece of ground right around all the concrete and just have that big old banyan tree right there. And I knew where that banyan tree used to be. It used to be right there in front of my grandfather's garage. The Lord gives us some landmarks. He gives us landmarks that we can recognize and some that we may not. But the landmarks that he puts in our heart will be there forever. I'd like to close now with a prayer, if we can. And Lord, I just want to thank you again for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the opportunity to share. And thank you for this opportunity to, and thank you, Lord, above everything, to be in this little church and really be here in our own hometown. Because with you, Lord, this is our hometown for eternity. We look so forward, Lord, to seeing you. And we look so forward to all the things that you're placing and putting for us in our old hometown that we're going to remember. And Lord, we know by faith that the folks that we love and the people that have passed since then will be there waiting for us. And we'll be reunited again in that wonderful place of eternity that you created. Because you told us. You told us, right, in John. He told us in John 14:1 that you have prepared a place for us. And with faith and love, we know that you have. And boy, if you prepared a place for us, it means for us something we're going to recognize, something we're going to love, something we can look at and say, yes, I do remember this. This is special. These are things that are special to me. Lord, you are so special in my life. I am so blessed to be able to have the groups of friends that we have, this church, our church leadership, and my wife. I thank you, Lord, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
grown, but when you look back, whoa, you know, we